Boy Fancast. I'm Sopper Kojas.
And I'm May from the podcast, as always.
Yeah, I'm also always Sabra. Unless yep. I died and was replaced by a lookalike. Wow, didn't plan that, but it worked really well.
I will be making a new podcast to investigate that. And weirdly, you'll still be the co-host.
And the whole, oh my god, it's actually like this really not good show that was on Peacock. that was just a total ripoff of Only Murders in the Building. Because what happened, what I've noticed, this big trend in television is that a show will be doing really well on a network, and another network will say, what's our version of that show? And then make a much worse version of that show.
Correct.
And so Only Murders in the Building was doing really well on Hulu. So Peacock said, what's our version of a murder podcast show? And so it's a show called Based on a True Story that's about a couple who befriends a serial killer and make a podcast interviewing him about his serial killing.
That's really stupid.
Yeah. So that's, I think, what this would be. Like, you're interviewing me, but, like, am I Sabra? Am I the fake Sabra? Like, who knows?
What if it was a good podcast? Think about it.
I mean, anything would be better than Joanne McNally's podcast, Who Replaced Avril Lavigne, which is what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, get her ass.
Yeah, so I actually made us listen to three full episodes. So we listened to the first episode a little bit ago, a couple weeks ago. You guys heard that one. I made us listen to the next three episodes all at once because I listened to the second episode and I was like, there's nothing here. There's nothing for us to talk about.
Yeah.
But in listening to all three of the episodes, so episodes 2 through 4, I think we have enough content for this podcast. But we'll start at the beginning. We'll start at episode 2, where Joanne goes to Canada and goes to Napanee and goes to Avril's childhood home.
Yeah, I think that perhaps Joanne McNally just like wanted to go on a free trip. Because conceptually I understand this, but it seemed like she really did not have a plan.
There was no plan. So I get what you're saying, but also why would she want to go on a free trip to Napanee? That being said, actually, rewind, in listening to this podcast, I fully was like, should May and I go to Napanee?
I did have that thought as well.
I'm so glad. I even looked into like, how would we get to Napanee?
I'm about to do that.
I'll keep talking while you do so. So she goes to Napanee and she's like, wow, it's just such a normal town. And she's just constantly saying, it's so hard to believe that someone from this town would end up in Hollywood. She says this like 5 times.
It's like rude.
Right. It is rude. Like, Joanne, people come from all over. Like, not everyone is a Nepo baby. People come from all over.
Just because you're from Dublin, like, there's so many places in Ireland that are like, there's a sheep. That's the total population is one sheep.
Does that sheep get to vote?
I really hope so.
So she keeps saying that it's really annoying. And then she like goes to the high school that Avril would have gone to. And I think the skate park that hypothetically Avril would have skated at. Which I was like, okay, cool. If we go on an Avril Lavigne tour, that's where we'll go.
Also, to the skate park. Just like a note on that. Maybe I'm just being extra hypersensitive. I won't hold this against her IRL. But I do feel like the way she talked about the skate park was a little whack because it kind of sounded like she was like, yeah, this is where Avril came to watch the boys skateboard. And I'm sure that what she meant was like, this is what the song Skater Boy is about, so perhaps the real skateboard is here. But it a little bit comes off as like, I mean, Avril can skateboard. We discussed this on the last episode.
Actually, we discussed this on a future episode. This episode will come out
first.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know the order of this
I just
show.
Like I just posted this that episode where we talk about whether or not Avril can skateboard. That's actually not the full episode, but now that I'm thinking about it, that could have been a full episode and we ruined it for ourselves.
That's true.
Too bad, so sad. That one will come out potentially 2 episodes after this episode. Anyway, not important. I get what you're saying. I do think she really just meant this is where she saw the boy that she wrote Skater Boy about, or
I think
concept.
She did too. I'm just gonna nitpick for fun.
Yeah,
also,
I love
it. Napanee's a mere 7 hours from here. right. by car. So. Yes.
Oh, I'm aware.
Some of my friends who live in Canada want us, like George and myself and our kid, to go visit them, and they live right around there. So
they live near Napanee. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, then maybe we all go to Napanee. Except yeah, then I have to car. Up. I have to road trip with me in the back seat with your baby.
Or George can sit in the back seat with the baby, or you can drive. Just kidding.
Yeah. No, George has to sit with the baby. So then she also goes to the pizza place, the infamous pizza place that has like something named after Avril. And it's been a while since I listened to this, but I think she like asks the owner if he like can get her in touch with Avril, and he's like, no.
Yes, she does ask that because she knows, like, he knows her.
Right, because she like has a pizza or something named after her.
Yeah, and so. Basically, this is a podcast where Joanne McNally, and I really do think this is every episode, asks if whoever she's talking to can put her in touch with Avril Lavigne, and the person says no.
How many times can you be rejected, the podcast?
Yeah.
And then Joanne goes to Avril's childhood home, where Avril's family doesn't live anymore, so she interviews the man who lives there now.
It's just a dude named Shane.
It's just a dude. And she's like, ah, oh, do you, like, feel, like, the star power from the house? And he's like, no. And, like, that's kind of the whole episode.
It is. It's not an offensive episode like the first one is, but it's also kind of boring. I think if you were a really big Joanne McNally fan, which, again, she's about to be on a season of Taskmaster, and I usually wind up loving the contestants on Taskmaster, so maybe that'll be me. Maybe I'll do a full 180, and I'll be the number one Joanne McNally stan, and I'll take back everything I said.
I really don't see that happening.
I'm just putting it out there as a possibility.
I so truly wonder, like, what's supposed to be, like, funny. And, like, how she's supposed to be a comedian. Like, I really don't get it.
Yeah, I think there was potential here. I think that the episode where she's in Canada could have been joke after joke, and instead it was none jokes.
None jokes left pizza?
Yes.
Okay. It's just, like, and I was thinking about... even in... Oh, I know that was what you were thinking. Even in the fourth episode, which we'll get to, which is the episode that... as you'll find out soon, May thought actually was funny. I still didn't. But I was like, I think if we were saying these words, because I think that we're funny and I think we have better intonations when we talk, yes. I think it would have come off as funny.
Yes, it definitely. And by the way, I didn't necessarily think the episode was funny. I just thought it was funnier
sure.
than the other ones. And there was one joke where I laughed. So...
well, let's back up first. Let's go to episode 3. Oh, also, all of these are named after Avril Lavigne songs, which is something we attempted to do at one point, and then I stopped. And by we, I mean I, and I gave up.
Right. Yep.
So, episode 3 is the episode where you find out that Joanne McNally, in making this podcast, is an actively bad person who is actively harming people. That's how I'm going to describe this. So
that's
she...
fair.
Thank you. She talks about that Avril is not the only celebrity to, one, have a conspiracy theory where she's dead, and also not the only celebrity to supposedly have used a body double, right. Although the example she gives, the person is still alive who's using the body double. And I thought this was interesting because I actually didn't know these things. I didn't know about the Melania Trump body double, and I didn't know about Kim Kardashian, I think, admitting, at least according... I can't trust anything Joanne says. So when Joanne says, like, oh, Kim Kardashian admits that she used a body double to, like, get away from the paparazzi, I'm like, well, I don't believe you.
I'm pretty sure, though, that that's, like, a thing that some people will do, where they'll have someone... that's like with them at an event that leaves through a door that they don't leave through, where mm-hmm. it's like it gives them a minute to get away from the paparazzi. That's like something I've heard, and I probably heard it in the Kim Kardashian context.
Yeah. So I guess what that does is like not legitimize, but at least give some sort of, like, see, it's not crazy to think that Avril would have had a body double ready to go.
Right.
But she also talks about the apparent conspiracy theory that Paul McCartney is dead, and the man pretending to be Paul McCartney is a lookalike. And for some reason, there's no explanation as to why only this Beatle has a lookalike, and none of the other dead Beatles do.
Yeah, and also, so the talking about body double stuff didn't bother me, because that is, like, you know, it is a thing, probably, and it makes sense. And, you know, fair enough, Avril could have had a body double, although I think that if you watch things like the My World documentary, it doesn't seem, like, that is all just, like, very casual footage from backstage at her shows, and that would be the time that, like, alleged Melissa
existed. I think the My World document... Oh, you're just saying that she would have existed then?
Yeah, you would have seen her around.
Yeah.
I do think that when she gets into the Paul is dead stuff, obviously that's, like, a very famous fake celebrity death.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little annoying that she has, like, a dude who genuinely very sincerely believes in conspiracy theories on, who, like, hosts a conspiracy theory podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that dude kind of sucks, and his whole bit is, like... You know, and it actually, in a weird way, though, it did at least give Joanne McNally a little bit of a chance to, like, push back on conspiracy theories. Like, I think that when she talks to him, that's when she starts being like, okay, well, we don't actually believe this, right?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And now, here's two incredibly important points about Joanne McNally and the concept of conspiracy theories. Joanne tells us in this episode that there is that, so she was alive and, like, alive, awake, alert, enthusiastic around the time that 9/11 happened, and it was very scary to her, even though she wasn't in America.
Yeah, I should clarify that she wasn't enthusiastic about
9/11. No, she was just enthusiastic in the world, and then 9/11 happened. And she was not in America, but was still very, like, scared of what happened. And then she watched I wish that this was a visual medium, so when I do these air quotes around the word documentary, you can all see my air quotes. And I did not write down the name of this documentary, and I don't remember it off the top of my head. But what's important is that it is a fully just conspiratorial, like, the government did 9/11... like, or it, I don't even know, maybe they say, like, it didn't happen or something, I don't know, but it's a whole conspiracy theory that is 1,000% not true of what happened during 9/11, and even the crazy 9/11 conspiracy theorists of the world have said, oh, this documentary is bullshit. So, like, it's absolutely just an awfully made, not accurate in any way, shape, or form documentary, and Joanne's like, yeah, I watched that and it really, like, changed me.
I think that what she's trying to say, to play Joanne's advocate here, I think the thing that she's trying to convey is, like, sort of a very clunky version of what we said on our episode about her first episode, which is, like, consuming conspiracy theory content can really mess with your brain. Mm-hmm. I think she's trying to say, look, that can even happen to me, even though I don't believe this. But that really, that kind of discussion should come to a clear point instead of being like, and I just thought it was crazy.
Yeah, I will say, I get what you're saying, but what she told us in the podcast is, I watched a crazy conspiratorial movie about 9/11 that says that everything that is true about 9/11 actually isn't true, and I believed it.
Yeah, it does really, yeah.
And, like,
it's not good.
I was like, oh, you're bad. And then, yeah. And then, I'm wagging my finger. She interviews a man who is apparently very, very big in the UK, like, children's media from, like, the 90s. He was, like, this big children's star in the 90s. And he had a rumor go around that he was dead, that he was killed in a car accident, and he is no longer alive. And that did not happen. This man is fully alive. But he lost out on a ton of work because people genuinely believed that he was dead. Even though he would show up to things and be like, look, I'm not dead. They'd be like, nope, sorry.
And it was also like a horrible thing where his mom went to work and people who worked with her were like, how could you be here working when your son just got killed in a car accident? And she had to like call and try to get to the bottom of it. And that is like truly horrifying.
Yes. And Joanne interviews this man. And it's basically the whole thing of him being like, this ruined my life for nothing. Like for nothing. There was no reason for this. This, who, what even the fuck was this? There's no reason. And it ruined his life. And now Joanne is making a podcast trying to prove that a celebrity is dead.
Yeah, it was not so, it was, I think it's weird that she didn't kind of seem to acknowledge that that was what was happening.
Yes, she didn't acknowledge it at all.
And she also was like, man, that's terrible. Man, I wish the Avril thing were true. Joanne!
Yeah, it's just like, I was like, you're doing something that could actively harm people. Because also, like, frankly, the more that we let ourselves believe that this kind of thing is possible, the more it will happen and the more people will think it is possible about other people.
Yeah.
And so you're feeding into it. And then what's next? Somebody says, oh, Joanne McNally died in a car accident. Now you stop getting worried. Like, just don't feed into bullshit.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan.
So then in, I would also love to know, like, are these recorded chronologically? Because I do wonder if that interview kind of changed her perspective on the conspiracy theory.
Yeah, I can definitely see that because episode 4 is very different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very different. I mean, if you play 1 and 4 side by side and you don't listen to the two episodes in the middle, it's like a completely different show.
It's literally the opposite. We go into episode 4 with her saying, okay, let's actually look at all of this information that we have and try to logically explain it. So she starts and she's like, okay, Avril's height is different. What could possibly explain the fact that she got an inch shorter? And besides just the fact that I'm over here like, how would you even know? You don't know how fucking tall she is.
Yeah.
Besides that, she and her producer do research and find out that there was no official height for Avril prior to when she said that she was 5'2" or whatever. Like, I think originally, So originally sources were saying she was 5'2". And then Avril came out in the years where she is supposedly Melissa and said, I'm 5'1". And so it was like, see a discrepancy. Turns out the 5'2 didn't come from anywhere. That was just a guess that celebrity gossip websites were making and was not based on anything. They were just guessing and they were wrong. And then Avril said, I'm actually 5'1". And they said, must be a different person because we were so positive based on looking at a photo of you that you were 5'2".
Yeah. And it's like those websites are famously, you know, all they're trying to do is get clicks.
Mm-hmm.
They're not based on anything. It's like the things that say what like YouTubers' net worths are.
Oh, I have a real life example of this. My friend is a broadcast journalist in Portland and she has a page on one of those websites. She is in real life, maybe 5 feet tall, 5 feet on a good day tall. Guess how tall it says she is on her celebrity website?
How tall?
5'6".
Oh, yeah.
This woman has never... She's so short.
That's hilarious.
And she knows it's wrong. She's seen it, and she's like, I don't know what the fuck that was. Like,
can you imagine if she didn't know it was wrong? She looked at it and was like, damn, I'm 5'6"? This is crazy. I did not know that I was 5'6". It says it online, so it's got to be true.
Yeah, if the internet says it, it must be true. Mm-hmm. So, like, these websites are not credible. And so we know from Avril's own mouth she's 5'1". And the idea that she was ever 5'2" was just never true to begin with. So there's that. And then also, they're like, well, her voice changed so drastically. Which, first of all, It didn't. But second of all, there's apparently, and I didn't know this, apparently a famous, like, celebrity, I don't know, tabloid article that was like, Avril Lavigne is looking for a vocal coach.
Yeah.
So she got voice lessons. That's why her voice is different. She
yes, got and then voice lessons. They interviewed, like, a vocal coach on the podcast who said, yeah, it's like very clear that she just got lessons because early on in her career, she's doing things that I know to be damaging potentially to your voice. And I'm sure that like on tour, she was learning, hey, this really hurts when I keep doing this.
Yeah.
And so she learned how to sing more safely. And a lot of the time the timbre of your voice changes if you do that.
Yeah. Well, even I was just listening to an old Kelly Clarkson song. And I've been listening to a lot of, like, recent Kelly Clarkson songs. So to listen to this old one, to me, her voice sounded different.
Yeah.
And, like, and she will even say, because actually it was, like, fun fact, Kelly Clarkson's idea for Taylor Swift to, like, re-record all of her music so that she would own it. And now Kelly Clarkson is saying that she would like to re-record all of her old stuff, not for ownership purposes, but because she's like, I can do it better now. I sound
That's
better.
That's so funny. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense if you're, you know, before you're a singer as a career, that you don't do it often enough. Like, you obviously could still be a great singer, but you're not doing that for a living.
Yeah.
And the more you do, the better you're going to get.
Exactly. Kelly said in an interview that, like, she was at some, like, I don't know, award show or something she was performing at, and there was another singer there. I don't remember who it was specifically, but it's some man who's, like, in his fucking 80s and a famous singer. And he performed, and she was, like, he was infinitely better than every other performer just because he's been doing it for so long, and you just get better. It's a muscle that you work, and you get better at it.
It's true.
So that's what happened to Avril. And I'm not going in chronological order because I don't remember everything that they discuss in this. But, actually, the first thing is that Joanne says, we actually shouldn't be using the lyrics, like, evidence, because why would a record label let you put hints in your lyrics that you are the replacement of a dead woman? Which is fucking duh!
Right. It's funny. It almost sounds like the first episode was recorded when it was 4 a.m. and she and her friends were like a little high. And then the fourth episode is recorded like a couple days later.
Yeah. She just had like logical thought.
Yeah. She's like, oh, wait a second. We live in the world.
Yeah, and so she specifically cites Nobody's Home, and this is where May left. But this is where I was like, if we were saying this, it would be funny. And because Joanne is saying it, it's not funny. She's basically just saying that people had been using the lyrics of Nobody's Home to say, like, see, she's, like, telling us that the real Avril died. And Joanne's like, I think she's literally telling us that she got locked out of her parents' house and she doesn't have a key.
And it just really sounds like the kind of joke that I would make. Like, I was cracking up because she says, oh, yeah, she wants to go home, but nobody's home. That's where she lies. Yeah, of course she lies. Her bed's in there. I was like, that's a good joke. And then she says, broken inside. And she goes, yeah, she has to break inside her house.
Yeah.
And that cracked me up. That's a good joke, Joanne. I'm not even going to qualify that. I'm going to say that's a solid joke. And I thought the delivery was good.
I personally didn't, but, you know, to each their own. So she crosses off lyrics as evidence. She crosses off height. She crosses off different voice. And then she talks to a plastic surgeon in Michigan. And he's like, yeah, she had a subtle rhinoplasty.
And he even says, you know, it could be that she had it. Like, he doesn't even say she definitely did.
Right. Well, that was okay. And then the big one, I think, because this one was also kind of stupid, but they talked about it for a really long time, was that they got a handwriting expert, because supposedly Avril's handwriting is different now, which so is mine.
Yep.
Like, my handwriting differs when I'm writing in the same, like, I've been writing for 10 minutes, now my hand is tired and my writing is different. Like, mm-hmm. Especially same. From 10 years ago, of course my handwriting is different. But they get an expert, And they give her the piece of writing that is supposedly from the real Avril and a piece of writing that's supposedly from Melissa. And she looks at it and she's like, these, you can't compare these. Like,
what I love about her too is she sounds like kind of an older lady and she sounds like so irritated. It made me really laugh. Like, that's not what they were trying to do. They were not trying to make me laugh with that, but it did make me laugh.
Yeah. And, but what I appreciated was, because Joanne is not apparently, like, part of them actually, like, talking to the expert. Like, it's being relayed to her that this handwriting expert existed. And she's, like, they're telling her what the handwriting expert does, like, analyzes your handwriting and also, like, tells you your personality based on your handwriting. And she's like, well, that sounds like pseudoscientific bullshit, which it does, and I'm sure it is. Like, that's not a real thing.
Right.
I don't believe that. I believe a lot of crazy shit that's not real, but I do not believe that your handwriting is indicative of your personality.
I love that you just said you believe a lot of shit that's not real. You're like, I believe it, but I'm acknowledging that it's not true.
Yeah. There's no way tarot cards are a real thing, guys. Do I read them constantly? Yes, of course.
Of course. Duh.
I'm trying to navigate this world and it's really confusing and scary and I don't believe in God, so I needed something else.
Yes, let her cling to tarot cards.
Yeah. Also, I just love being on TikTok when they're doing these like live, like, oh, you get like a yes or no question and I'll pull a tarot card and tell you if the answer is yes or no. And then the questions are like, Does Jerry know that I know that he said XYZ to Lucy? And I'm like, just ask him.
No, you have to have the video to confront him.
But you're not recording. I guess maybe they like screen
recording.
They're
screen recording. As it's happening, they're like on a video call with Jerry.
Yeah, or they're like, is my marriage doomed? I'm like, maybe work on that with your partner.
Don't You're trying to navigate a scary situation, Sabra.
No, I get it. It just makes me laugh every time. Or the other ones, the big one that people will do is they're like, am I pregnant right now?
Whoa.
Because I guess it's like too early to take a pregnancy test, maybe.
The 2-week wait is tough. I have to acknowledge that the 2-week wait is tough. If you're trying to get pregnant actively, then you have to wait 2 weeks to take a pregnancy test, and it is, it's just all you think about the whole 2 weeks.
So that's why people then come to these tarot readers and they just like want the answer to be yes, because yes. Then it, you know,
or they want the answer to be no. It could be that they're stressed.
It could be. I don't get that vibe. That would be that's me fair. That'd be me, but like I'd be like, this better be fucking be a no, this better be a no. But I get the vibe on these that the people all really want it to be a yes.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I'm like, y'all, just take a fucking pregnancy test. Like, just wait the time and take the pregnancy. This card is not going to help you.
The card won't help you. It's true.
No, because even if that card pull says yes,
and then you're not, that would suck.
Yeah. Or if it says no, and then you're going to be, like, all upset. Like, I don't understand what you're asking for there. Like, what do you think
that's
is going to happen?
That's one that I would not do.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's my silly little belief. But I don't believe that Avril Lavigne died and was replaced by a lookalike. So, I just had a thought. Oh, my God. Do you remember the man who told us what you have to understand is...
Ah, what you... I like that this has evolved into him telling us. When he actually just told you in your DM, he doesn't know I exist.
No, but
this is someone that Sabra knows from high school. If you haven't watched older episodes of our podcast, he's never communicated with me and he doesn't know I exist. No. He didn't tell us, the entity.
No, but I posted asking, do you believe that Avril Lavigne died and was replaced by a lookalike? And he responded to that and it was for the podcast. And he said, you have to understand is that the government... I don't know, something about the government, like, thinks celebrities are, like, really important to keep a hold on the population, so they'll replace them.
Yeah.
But then, why do some celebrities die? Riddle me this.
Yeah, curse you 2016, we all remember that, when, like, every celebrity died in 2016 and people were blaming the year. There was a long, long time when whenever anything bad happened, my mom would go, damn you, 2016. And it would be like, you know,
2019.
Yeah.
So anyway, Joanne is told about this handwriting expert who says that, no, these two samples can't be compared. It's inconclusive. So what's also, I think, important is that she basically says, yeah, these could absolutely be the same person. And then they kind of try to clarify that, and she's like, well, it's inconclusive. But I was like, yeah. I feel like you're being told to say that for the podcast.
Yeah.
I don't think you actually think it's inconclusive.
Right.
And then she later says that actually more likely it just looks like a change in personality, not a change in person, is what's accounting for the handwriting.
Yeah.
So, there's that. And I literally just listened to this and I'm forgetting how the episode ended.
Well, it's funny because she's like, yeah, I have to admit, I really don't think it's true. And she like breaks the news in big quotes to like the dude that she had on the first episode, her friend that she was like explaining the conspiracy to. And it is actually like, I understand where this is a humor podcast from these kinds of exchanges. Also, at one point she's like, ugh, I'm just so sad that it's not true. And her producer is like, well, I mean, it's a good thing because it means that Avril Lavigne's alive. And she's like, yeah, you're right. So she does pull it back a little bit. And then when she's talking to her friend about it, she does present it like, obviously making fun of herself and the fact that she like wants to follow this lead even though she knows that it's bullshit. So I respect that.
Yeah, well, she also, oh, they also bring up, I remember this now, that it's very clear that like Melania Trump is always Melania Trump. There's like some like scar on her face or something that's very indicative that's always the same person.
They're also, she interviews someone else who's like a some sort of facial recognition type of deal expert.
Was that not the plastic surgeon dude?
No.
Oh. Wow.
She's like specifically, she's a woman from like New Zealand, perhaps. Possibly Australia. Those accents are pretty similar in my little American brain.
That's how I feel about Irish and British.
See, I think they sound nothing like, but obviously I have a vested interest in them.
Yeah. You've also been to both places. I've been to zero of those places.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. But Joanne says about the Melania Trump thing, like, oh, damn, there goes my podcast where I, like, investigate who Melania Trump's body double is.
Uh-huh.
And it did make me be like, this present podcast is dead. Like, you've come to the conclusion that Avril is not... Well, okay, actually, what I'll say. So she gears up for what's going to be the next episode, episode 5, which is that she is going to try to figure out how this started, which should have been done from the beginning.
Yeah, so that was what I found baffling.
You waited until this, and your producer's like, well, where did it come from? And Joanne's like, oh, I don't know.
She sounds so perplexed by the question.
Because actually, I'm really interested in that because the whole thing, remember last time we talked about this podcast, I talked about how I found a petition online where someone was like, we have to get a picture or a video with Avril and Melissa in the same place, and it's the only way to prove that Avril and Melissa are different people and that they're both alive. And I was like, Melissa's not real, guys.
Yeah, she's not real. She's not real. There's no indication she exists. I went on a whole Google search rabbit hole today. There's just no indication that she's real, gang.
So I'm really interested, actually, in that episode to see what Joanne can find. Because I do remember long ago reading that, like, Avril had this body double and, like, oh, here's, like, she wrote Melissa on her hand or something. And I'm like, none of that's real, right? That's all Photoshop and just fake, right?
That's my guess.
I'm just, like, so confused as, like, what all happened there and how everyone believed it.
Yeah, and also if there is a real picture of her where it has Melissa on her hand, then, like, we don't have any indication that that is the alleged body double and everything like that. It could just be that she has a friend named Melissa, or maybe her dentist is named Melissa. She didn't make a dentist appointment. She needed to write the phone number down, remember who it was. We don't know.
Yeah, or, I mean, it literally could be, like, a brand deal or something. Like, she was, like, shooting for a commercial or something. Like, we don't know. Like, it literally could be anything.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious as to how long this podcast can possibly last.
Well, I gotta tell you, if you're going to make a podcast about Avril Lavigne and you only have an idea for like one or two episodes, then I don't know how you could make, say, 70. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't see it continuing. I don't think it's possible. If you have just a thin, thin premise for an Avril Lavigne podcast.
If all you come into your Avril Lavigne podcast idea with is, the song Skater Boy is really bad. What's that about?
But why do we all love it so much?
Guess we'll make a podcast. You're probably not gonna last that long.
I can't believe this is a 4+ year commitment.
Real genuine, May. When this started, how long did you really think that this was gonna last?
I don't know that I had anything in my brain. Like, I thought it was just like, we'll make a couple episodes of this funny thing. And I didn't, you know, if you had told me it's gonna go on for 4+ years, I would have been like, sure. I don't know, that sounds right. But if you had told me it's going to end in 3 weeks, I would have been like, yeah, I get that.
I definitely didn't have any thought of like, oh, this will have an ending at some point. I know that we had originally come up with 12 episodes, although some of those were just like lesbians, second episode lesbians, like it wasn't real episodes.
It sounds like us.
Yeah. But we had thought of 12 initially, and you were like, great, once a month for a year, that gets us a year. And now we make this a weekly podcast because we're real podcasters.
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah, I guess what was the decision when after we made the first 10 where we were like, I guess we'll keep going? What was that choice?
We didn't record for a long, long time because I went to London and then I was there for like months and then the whole ass pandemic happened. And I think that we were just kind of like, well, everybody's locked down anyway.
Yeah, because that was still when we were doing season one. So I guess, yeah, we just kept going.
Yeah.
We just didn't stop. So that's the Joanne McNally podcast. I still don't understand why the BBC is putting money behind this.
Yeah. I wonder if they were just like, hey, Joanne, here's money to make a thing because you're sort of like a comedian who might be about to get a little more popular because she's on Taskmaster and that is going to probably raise her profile a little bit.
Yeah.
And so I wonder if they're just like, eh, you're on the rise anyway. Have a little show. Do what you want.
If that were me, though, if I were the network head making that choice, I would say, oh, she's going to be on Taskmaster. Let's get her now before she gets super famous. But then I would wait to release the episodes until she's already on Taskmaster.
Yeah, because it's funny. I have seen some people talking. Like, there was a Reddit thread, a very brief one, but it was basically being like, what is this podcast? It kind of sucks. And then someone...
Did I make that Reddit thread?
Yeah, that's one of them. But there's one where someone's like, oh, she's about to be on task. Oh, you know what? It's actually a separate thing. It's just someone being like, I don't think Joanne McNally is funny. And then someone's like, oh, she's going to be on Taskmaster. And some of the people are like, you know why? Which I'm like... Just reserve judgment. People are very different on Taskmaster a lot of the time. I'm just going to enjoy it. It's a great show.
I don't want to sit here and say that, like, Joanne McNally isn't funny because I think there's a really, really, really good chance that I just don't understand Irish and British humor.
As someone, I greatly appreciate Irish humor. I appreciate British humor slightly less, just sort of on principle.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't think that this podcast is funny, except for a couple of jokes in episode 4. I don't think she's making jokes. She makes about one joke in the first episode, which I think falls flat, but maybe other people wouldn't.
Yeah, I think she thinks that she's me, by which I mean a delight, and she's like not. So...
I think that perhaps if you were already a fan of her and you didn't kind of have the stuff that we have in our brain of like, this is potentially like a damaging thing.
Yeah.
And if you weren't really a fan of Avril Lavigne either, and you were just sort of interested in this as like a sort of internet curiosity, you would definitely feel very differently about this podcast than we do.
Yeah, I can see. I still don't think it's a good podcast. What was the whole going on Appany thing? That wasn't anything.
Yeah, and there's like, I've read 2 reviews of it. I think they're the only 2 that exist, like write-ups in magazines and whatnot. I think only 2 exist. If there are more, send them to me. I don't know how. Post them on the Reddit thread that Sabra made. One of them is like, Joanne is very funny, but it's sort of not enough to save this podcast because it's really all over the place, but maybe you'll like it. And like, that's the whole review. And one of them is like, it's funny. And that's really all they say about it.
I saw it listed on, I don't know if this is the one that you're talking about because I didn't actually read it, but I think like The Guardian did like the best new podcast coming out this week is the one you're thinking of. Okay, yeah. So I know that it was listed on there, but I was like, how do we get on one of those?
Yeah, seriously. Also, I'm sure that was like, you know, the BBC said, hey, this comedian's making this podcast. And they were like, okay, add it to the list.
Yeah, yeah, 1,000%. But that's like, I'm like, who do I have to email?
Yeah.
Who do I have to email to get? I actually did learn that on Amazon podcasts, if you give them enough notice for like a big deal episode, you can get them to kind of like promote it.
Oh.
So we should do that.
Time to make a big deal episode. Avril do something challenge.
Yeah. Well, you have to give them 2 weeks notice. So I don't know. We could do it for like our hopes, dreams, and fears for the Avril Lavigne concert.
I was going to suggest that same thing. Yeah. So perfect.
Alrighty. Well, do you want to hear a secret?
Yeah.
It's a secret because it's been 2 days, I guess technically like a whole week, and I've told literally nobody, which you know is really hard for me to not tell anybody anything. And it's that, I went on a date, which is just a secret again, because I didn't tell anybody. And now I'm like, you might be the only person I tell because he hasn't asked me out again, even though he ended the day being like, we should do this again. But then he hasn't texted me, which like, it's only been 2 days. And I don't know if I am like, wow, like if I was like, wow, I really need to see this man again, like I would text him. But
right.
I don't know if I'm not feeling that because I'm not feeling that or if I just don't feel that on first dates, which it may be the case.
Yeah, that could definitely be it.
I'm trying to think back to, like, all of the first dates I've been on recently, and I'm like, yeah, I don't think I ever was like, wow, I really need to see this man again.
That's fair. Yeah, first date's a weird thing.
Granted, none of those worked out, so it's like, was I... so I don't know.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
But I slid into his DMs because he made a TikTok. Joking about like he was like, I bought a headboard, so where is she? Like, I thought when you buy a headboard, your wife appears.
That's where really is funny. She? That's a good joke.
It's a good joke. He is an actual like comedian, not like famous or anything. He just like doesn't have to do open mics anymore. So he's like that level of comedian. So I slid into the DMs. I was just like little hand raise emoji. And he was like, okay, like I'm free next week. And I was like, okay. And we went out. And honestly, it was a pretty good time. But then he did not kiss me or try to make any physical contact really at all.
Is he a ghost, do we think?
Maybe, literally, maybe. Truly, maybe.
I don't know why I always posit that like everyone you bring up could be a supernatural creature.
Podman.
Have I suggested werewolf or vampire at some point? I feel like probably. I know one time I said that a guy had definitely died after one time talking to him.
I think that was Noah. I think you posited that maybe Noah from the podcast died.
Posited that multiple men have died because I also posited that the guy who then turned out that he was like on a bender, I thought he had died. And he did survive that.
Who was that?
The dude who was like, you should go drinking with me or whatever, it was like a Tuesday night.
Yes, the man who, I never met him. That's why I always forget this story because I never met him, but it is a good story that I don't like giving my number out on dating apps. I would do it if we like had plans, but I didn't like doing it before we had plans. And then sometimes guys would kind of like guilt me into it and be like, well, I'm getting your number to like make plans. And then 100% of the time they were just trying to hook up, which was so annoying. Cause I was like, I didn't want to give you my number in the first place.
Yeah. And why do you need it?
Right. just make plans on the app. So anyway, this man was one of those, and he texted me. He was just like, hey, with like three Y's, LOL. And I was like, hey. And then he like does not respond. And then he responds like the next day, and he's like, oh, sorry, I was like really drunk last night. And it was like a Tuesday. And he's like, what's up? And I was like, oh, nothing. And then he doesn't respond again for hours. And it's because he went out again to like, he was like, oh, sorry, I was out till like 3 a.m. And it was like a Thursday. And I was like, dude.
Yeah, and what, was he a finance bro? If I'm,
I don't remember. Probably.
I think that he was a finance bro, and I was like, my man is stressed.
And then I was, he like, I think he texted something and I didn't respond, and he texted again, and I was just like, hey, like, I think we're not really compatible. And he was like, why are you looking for like marriage and kids? Yeah.
That was crazy. I was like, boy, you have read this situation so wrong.
Well, it's like, first of all, I am looking for a husband like that,
right?
Not right now, but I'm looking for someone that will later become my husband. Yeah, actually, I am looking for that. That's why I'm on Hinge of all dating apps. Like, it's supposed to be the one for that.
Yeah.
And then too, like, you just jumped to the kids thing for no reason. Like, I just think drinking is bad for you.
Yeah, which it is.
Yes.
That's not a conspiracy theory.
No, it's an extreme. The conspiracy theory is that red wine is actually good for you. No, it's not. Mm-hmm. No, it's not. That was commissioned by red wine companies. It's not good for you guys.
Wine is going to get your ass.
It is. It is bad for you. Alcohol is
If
bad.
You want to drink it, go
for
ahead.
It. Yeah.
But don't do it under the guise that it's good for you, because it isn't.
So anyway, I went out with this dude, I had a good time, and he has not texted me, so maybe he doesn't want to see me again, even though he ended the date saying that he did.
Wow. All right, well, updates to follow.
Yeah. So that's today's episode of What More Can I Say, a Skater Boy Fancast.
Can I make it any more obvious?